Aesop's Fables for You. 9.
The Lion in Love. A farmer lives alone with his daughter. She is very beautiful and also very thoughtful. The farmer loves his daughter very much. Right now, they are working in the field together.
Don't work too hard, my dear. It's very hot today. You might get sick.
Don't worry about me, Father. Why don't you go back home? I can do this by myself.
No, no. Let's finish it together quickly.
A lion comes down to the village from the forest.
Look at those two. Yum, yum. They look very delicious. It's my lunchtime. I shall eat them for lunch.
The lion goes to the field.
Roar! Roar!
I am the king of the forest. You two must be my lunch today. Get ready to die.
Oh my goodness! A lion! Where did it come from? Run away, my dear!
No, Father! I can't leave you here alone. I will stay with you.
You are a brave young girl. Come closer to me. Let me look at you.
The lion takes a close look at the farmer's daughter. She is so beautiful. He falls in love at first sight.
You are not only brave, but also very beautiful, my dear. You are the most beautiful girl in the world. Will you marry me?
Marry you? What do you mean? She can't marry you.
Why not? I am the king of the forest.
Well, she is too young to get married.
That doesn't matter. She will grow old with me. Give your daughter to me, or else you will both die. What will you do?
I must ask my daughter first. Please come back tomorrow. I will answer you then.
The farmer and his daughter return home.
What shall we do, my dear? I can't let you marry the lion. But if you don't marry him, he will eat us up.
Don't worry too much, Father. There must be a way. I'll think of something. Aha! I've got it!
The daughter whispers something into her father's ears.
What a great idea! You are not only beautiful, but very smart, too.
The next day, the farmer meets the lion.
So, what did your daughter say? Tell me at once.
She said she will marry you, but...
What is it? Tell me! What else did she say?
She said she likes you very much, but she said she is afraid of your claws. What if you harm her by mistake? So I was thinking, can you pull out your claws for her?
Why, yes! I can do anything for her. Come back tomorrow.
The lion goes back to his cave and pulls out all his claws. He is so happy. He can't wait to marry the farmer's daughter.
Hello there, lion. Did you pull out all your claws?
I pulled all of them out. Look for yourself. They are all gone. Now, tell her to come to me.
But wait. There is one more thing. She said she is also afraid of your teeth. They are too sharp. What if you harm her with them? So I was thinking, can you pull out all your teeth as well?
That is not a problem. I can do anything for her. I will pull out all of my teeth. Come back tomorrow with your daughter.
I shall tell her. See you tomorrow, lion.
This time, the lion goes back to his cave and pulls out all of his teeth. He looks into the mirror and smiles. He is excited about tomorrow's wedding.
Good morning, farmer. I pulled out all of my teeth. Look for yourself. Now I have no sharp claws and no sharp teeth. I did everything as your daughter asked. I can't harm her anymore. Where is she now? Where is my bride? Bring her to me. I want to marry her right now.
She is not coming here today, and she is not marrying you either.
What? What do you mean? I pulled out my claws and teeth for her. She said...
Lion, you are so naive. You have no claws nor teeth. I am not afraid of you anymore. I won't give my daughter to you. Take this!
Ouch!
And that!
Ouch! Ouch! Hey, what are you doing? That hurts!
Go away before I really hit you. Go, I say, go!
What have I done?
Moral: Wisdom can save you from all kinds of trouble.